Hello, hello. It is I, your binge-worthy guru, and I'm here with a quick episode because, you know, with this quarantine and sheltering in place, and even though we're getting back out in the world, sometimes you have people that are living in your space, and when the TV is on and people are walking around and you have a family, sometimes it's just challenging to have that quiet moment to do episodes like this. So when people are sleeping or napping or anything, I'm going to take my opportunity to reach out to you guys and let you know about what you should be binging. I know I don't have 100%, 100,000 fans just yet. And I'm hoping that you all are sharing this podcast with others so you can let them know, hey, there's some bingeable shows out there that we didn't hear of that we should have known about, but we don't. And before I even start into this particular show, quickly, what is the binge-worthy guru? Well, we all know what a post-binge depression is, PBD. And it's when you watch that show, you sit down with every intention in just watching one episode. And here it is 13 hours later, you're wearing the same thing that you've had on the entire day. The only time you stood up from the sofa is to go take a piss. And you're supposed to cook dinner for your kids and you didn't because you forgot. So you ordered Pizza Hut or Domino's instead. And they're yelling at you that you're a horrible mother or a horrible father. And you feel guilty, but you don't feel guilty because the show is really that good. But then once it's over, you're depressed because you either have to wait another year for the new season to come out, or you binged watched all the seasons and a new season isn't coming because it was canceled. That's where I come in. So I'm just going to give you these obscure shows that are really good, in my opinion, that may not be advertised as much as it should. And today it is yet another Netflix show that I am going to tell you that you should watch. Ironically, with my podcast, I can kind of see which episodes that were more watched than others. And for some reason, you all really liked Elite, the Netflix show that I mentioned a few episodes back. I don't know when, but a few episodes back. And I'm not sure if it's because I did the podcast on the show right as season 2 was coming out, or if it just really was that kind of show that people liked and people just was interested in hearing about the podcast because of the popularity. I honestly don't know. I'm rushing to do this particular episode because if you liked Elite, you're going to love this show. It's as if it was cut from the same fabric. I don't know if it's the same director, the same writer, because they're both done in the same location, I believe, like Spain. I'm not sure why they're so similar, but what I will say is if you liked Elite, you will like this show. And this show is called Control Z. I believe Netflix has done this thing now where they're telling you the top 10 shows or most watched shows either for a day or something like that. And I believe it was on one of the most popular top 10 shows. I don't know how long, but I remember seeing that. And again, the show is just like Elite. It centers in a high school. It has these issues. If you ever heard that last podcast, listen to the Elite and you'll understand how these connect. There's one thing that I said in my podcast about Elite where these are high school kids, air quotes, but they are doing or dealing with some adult level shit. I think with Elite, it was a bit more adult stuff they were dealing with. But on this show too, on Control Z, these kids are still dealing with some heavy stuff. Not too heavy, but heavy enough. The show basically centers around this girl. Oh, I want to give you all an analogy. The show is a cross. It's like Elite, but it has this Nancy Drew vibe. And I'm not sure if you know of who Nancy Drew is based from the old ass books or whatever. But the TV show Nancy Drew comes on CW. And it has some similarities. I compared it with Nancy Drew and something else. I can't remember the other show right now. But anyway, I digress. So the main character, she's able to see details that no one else can see. And they even show it. It's another show. There's a show on USA. I didn't watch it all the way through. I would watch the episodes every once in a while called Psych. And they would do this thing where they would highlight the thing. The guy was acting like he was psychic, but he wasn't. But they would highlight the things that he's observing. And he was able to deduce certain things based on what he's seeing, like a hair follicle, lipstick on a collar, things of that nature. So in this show, the main character, she's doing the same thing. She can kind of see what's going on and just infer something about people based on her observations, which kind of make her out to be a freak. So she is this girl. She's the not popular girl. She went to the psych ward a prior semester. So she's the weird girl. I'm not going to tell you why, but that's what she had to do. And what ended up happening is they were in the assembly one day, getting together to talk about whatever. The principal and everyone is like, hey, you all are relying way too much on your cell phones. We're going to let you all know that there are different ways in which you can deal with cell phones and things of that nature. And he showed a video of, intentionally, the video was to show different ways that you can cope with not having to need your cell phone the entire time. Once the video starts playing, it wasn't what the teacher actually wanted them to see. And it basically was this video where it was like four or five classmates in the whole assembly, and it was calling out their secrets. And these are gruesome secrets. I'm not going to tell you what those secrets are, but though they were secrets that if you would not want told. One was about a person's sexual preference. One is about an identity of some sort that person had. One was someone that was possibly a thief. The other was, you know, people, how did this person get as much money as they have? It was things of that nature, and people were freaking out. As the story unfolds, there's this hacker that somehow had information to all of the everyone's secrets, because at the school, that person was able to hack and figure out the text messages, the videos, and everything. And that person was extorting and blackmailing these people. So it's one of those things where the hacker would go to one person and say, hey, do this. And when you do it, if you do not do it, then I'm going to expose your secret. So you have all these close friends that are exposing each other's secrets or doing these low down dirty things because they don't want their secrets getting out. And of course, a shitstorm happens as a result of that. Friendships are lost. A lot of betrayals come out for everyone to see. And it's just a fun, good time. And I remember the show that I was going to say. It's a mixture between The Stranger and Nancy Drew. The Stranger is a show on Netflix also. I'm probably going to do a podcast on that. Each season is different, but it's all by the same author. I'm making this up, but I believe his name is Harley Corbin or something like that. But anyway, he did a few other shows. One was called Safe House and The Five and The Stranger. It was three. And they're not connected, but I just know they're all by the same author, who is, I believe, an author that's based out of New Jersey in the United States, but the show tends to be based in, you know, London somewhere because they have that UK accent. And it's, if you saw The Stranger, then you'll understand this show even more, because that's exactly what they did. It's like a combination of The Stranger and Nancy Drew. But I digress, which I've done already. So you have all these characters with all these secrets that no one wants to come out, and the secrets that did come out caused so much more trouble. And you have a love interest with the girl who I told you is like the Nancy Drew character. And there's a lot of twists and turns. And what I like about the show, too, is it's like a whodunit. You want to ultimately know who the hacker is at the end. And I believe around the sixth or seventh episode, you kind of figure it out. At least I did. I was a little disappointed, because I had it seemed like I knew who it was. And they did that thing where right when you think you know who it is, it's someone else, or then it was the person and that kind of thing. So I wasn't upset that I was able to kind of figure out who it could have been, or I narrowed it down to who I knew it could be. It's one of those things where in certain shows, you want the main character to find happiness. And the way they set this up, A, I don't know how they're going to make a season two out of this. And B, it's one of those things where I'm wondering if the main character is going to find happiness, because the things just didn't go the way I was hoping it would go. Again, I'm not giving anything away, but, and I'm not saying it was a sad ending, but I just kind of wish things went in a different direction. But after I saw the season finale, there was no other way it could have went other than the way that it did. I wish I could tell you what I want to say. They could have done it one way where they could have given you a great, wonderful, piece together, happy ending, but they had to make it complicated. But that's how Elite is. The way they ended the seasons were never 100% happy. It was always this thing where everything was reconciled and tied up, but it wasn't always perfect. Everything was left a little messy. And this is the same way. Control Z ended where things were where it needed to be, but it was super, super, super messy. And I don't know if that's the culture or Spanish cinema in Spain. Again, I'm running the assumption that Elite and this show was done in Spain, because they have the whole Spanish subtitles, and you can tell that they're speaking English, but you can tell it's dubbed over the fact that they're speaking Spanish. And the principal in the entire show, they're calling him the Ken and Tala. It was some word for him the entire time, that even though they were speaking English, they was calling this principal this Spanish word that I have never heard of, but I don't speak Spanish. I should, being that I live in Los Angeles and I've always wanted to learn Portuguese. And if you know Portuguese, you can learn Spanish and vice versa. Maybe someday I'll get a tutor or something. I don't know. But anyway, I digressed again for the third time. So that's pretty much all I want to say about the show. It's on Netflix. Each episode is about 47 minutes. I had no intention in sitting through it in one whole day, but because it's one of those shows where I was anxious to determine who did it, I could not get up from my seat. It had a lot of juicy drama. And again, all I'm going to say is that if you liked Elite, you're going to like Control Z. They are damn near the same show. Crazy ass high school kids doing nonsense they have no business doing. Where are their parents? The parents that are there, they are just as screwed up as anyone else. It's literally like Elite. It's like getting an extra season of Elite with completely different characters if you like that show. So I can't stress enough that if you liked Elite, you're going to love Control Z. It's great. It's about technology. It put me to a place where I'm kind of scared to text certain things to people, because you just never know if your stuff is hacked. Like, if your stuff was hacked and someone got whatever your secret is that you don't want anyone else to know, and you know that secret is in your phone and someone got it, and they said, hey, if you don't do fill in the blank, I'm going to expose that secret or post that picture or whatever else. It makes you very cautious about the stuff that you text or do or say on your phone. And that's what I liked about it, because, you know, anytime a show changes the way you are behaving in your natural life based on what you're seeing, it did a good job. I mean, again, I'm very hesitant of what I text now. So the show did what it needed to do, and it will definitely be number one on your list if you watch. So again, it's on Netflix. And I think that's it. And until next time, I'm going to have another episode as quickly as I can when I can get some peace and quiet. I hear the birds outside chirping and everything else going on. So I want to just do a quick episode so you all know that I'm still thinking about you guys and giving you ideas of what you should watch. And in the meantime, until next time, happy binging.